Did you see this coming today?
No, I didn't see it coming. There's obviously been concerns from the turn of the year. But, you know, I didn't see this coming, and it's an extremely sad day for the fans and a lot of people connected with the football club, because there's an extremely lot of good people that are connected and work tirelessly hard.
Yeah.
It's a very, very sad day.
It is a sad day. There's no chance of a sort of redemption, no chance of a change of mind?
Have thought so. I think the conference had their AGM. I think they've had a couple of meetings this week. And obviously the club haven't been able to satisfy their demands. And, you know, from expelled from the conference, I don't know what the future now holds for the football club or myself, really. So it's extremely sad and very, very disappointing.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen a couple of quotes from from the chairman, Steve Besant, who said, "We were informed of the decision to expel us from the division today. We weren't allowed to attend the AGM as we were suspended from the membership, so we weren't allowed to voice our opinion." I suppose that makes it equally frustrating, doesn't it? Because you can't even sort of put your case forward at the AGM to why you should actually be given a stay of execution, maybe.
Well, that's right, I think. But, you know, obviously there's been certain regulations broken throughout the season, and was from the Christmas period since you know, Besants came into the football club. But, you know, it's been taken out of their hands for obvious reasons that the conference haven't got the confidence in the football club anymore.
From your personal point of view, I know you've signed another contract with the club this year, but where do you stand now, I suppose, or do you not know?
I've got to be honest, I don't really know right now. I mean, obviously I heard the news, as you have, today. Yeah. I don't know what the future is of the football club, whether it will continue to exist or it will go into liquidation. I don't really know. I don't know if they'll be able to, you know, get, you know, into another league, whether it be the Southern Premier or where else. Yeah. And, you know, it's too early for me at this stage to really say what the future holds for me and Rushden and Diamonds Football Club. But, you know, I'll hopefully speak to the people-to-be over the next couple of days, and we'll find out where the future of the club and certainly from my angle is what the future holds for Justin Edinburgh.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the point. I mean, with due respect, and it is sad for Rushden and Diamonds, and I know, you know, it was a club that was formed from a merger, but this is how it happens in non-league football. Max Griggs put a lot of money in, the Dr. Martins owner put a lot of money in, the club succeeded and built and got a reputation, moved up and spent time in the Football League. But from your point of view, you've built your reputation recently, Justin, and have been linked with other jobs. I know you were linked, for example, with the Brentford job.
Yep.
But being a manager is maybe a better position to be in to try and get another job, isn't it? I mean, it's tough out there.
Oh, very. I mean, you know, it's one manager's job for each team, whereas, you know, when I was a player, you have 15, 20, 30 people. Mm. Players going for squads, so obviously it's difficult. It's not a great time of year to be looking. Everyone seems to have got their managers into place now. So you know, obviously it's not an ideal situation for me. It's not all about me. I feel sorry for the fans that I've built up an excellent rapport with over the last 2.5-3 years.